So far this winter, we in southeastern Wisconsin have experienced 28 days of below zero weather. Not only have the frigid temperatures kept many people indoors, they've also foiled the construction industry. WUWM News intern John Holman learned that the cold has delayed some home projects by 6 weeks.
You feel the cold when it stings your face a few steps out the door. Construction workers have to embrace the weather most days. But when it's too cold, some of the tools don't function properly, so projects stall, according to David Peckle. He's the president of the Milwaukee chapter of NARI, the National Association of the Remodeling Industry.
I think from a humane standpoint, most people do understand, but with a 6 week delay in schedule, people's patience are beginning to wear thin.
Peckle says the delays are also stressful for construction workers. When they can't work, they file for unemployment benefits, and they're noticeably smaller than paychecks.
It's really causing people to have to tighten their belts and to defer some of their own expenses because they don't have the income that they normally would have and that they've budgeted to have because they were expecting to have steady work.
Peckle says the projects that companies make sure to finish, despite frigid conditions, are emergency repairs, such as plumbing and heating problems. But some customers might face sticker shock.
This is a time of the year when many manufacturers traditionally impose their price increases for the first quarter. Those price increases can range from anywhere on the low end to 5% to the high end of 15%.
Now, if your project was not an emergency and has been delayed, price increases might hit you too.
When a contract is written, and contracts, of course, vary from company to company and from project to project, it's generally written in the context that prices can be guaranteed for a prescribed amount of time. If the time frame goes beyond what those agreed upon costs fell within, then someone is going to have to pay the increase.
Peckle says in some cases, suppliers may absorb part of the hit. So might the contractor. Or they might pass along the entire increase to the consumer because the delays were out of everyone's control. John Holman, 89.7, WUWM.